Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Something that's kind of gotten lost in all of everything that happened this week is this woman that left Alabama, Hoda Muthanna, 2014. She was 20 years old, going to school in Alabama, decided to go to Turkey. Her family didn't know. She told them she was going to a university event. She was smuggled into Syria. She joined up with ISIS and began urging attacks in the West. So I would think a valuable propaganda tool. President says... He directed Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, quote, not to allow Hoda Muthanna back into the country. And it's kind of got my attention because I think there's a couple of different ways to look at this. David Chenz, our friend, joins us right now. I'm sorry, Director of the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security at Duke University. David, it's good to talk to you again, but I guess given the fact that we've had no attacks, it's good that we haven't.
Sure, that's absolutely right, Tommy, but it is good to talk with you.
So tell me about Hoda Muthanna and the considerations that go into this, and how common is it? Have we had any previous examples of people that have done this and tried to come back?
Well, we have not had. First of all, we have very few people actually successfully left and went to fight with ISIS. I think that threat was overhyped. That there were huge numbers of Americans. But there were definitely some. A number have been captured. She, I believe, is in a refugee camp. And there have been a lot of discussions about what are the legal rights that these individuals have to return or be transferred to other countries. And these were people who were suspected of ISIS fighters. So it's actually a very thorny issue for the government.
You know, I can understand that in terms of being a threat. You know, I can look at it two ways. She's in that last area where she's mixed in with ISIS, I believe it is, and the United States is kind of, and other troops or forces are being careful about trying to be precision about who they kill and who they don't and who gets out and who doesn't in terms of being ISIS members. I don't know if this lady is looking for a lifeboat or she has legitimately changed her mind for herself and her child. Is there any way to gauge this, David?
Well, I think some of it really hinges on whether she's actually a citizen or not. If she's not a citizen, I think there are a lot of other worthy Syrian refugees. And, you know, Trump has said he won't take any refugees from Syria. And that's something I definitely disagree with. But I think there are Syrian refugees who, you know, are a lot more worthy who are ahead of her online. But if she's a citizen and there's a legal debate about whether she's a citizen or not. It seems like the evidence is pretty strong that she is a citizen because she's been issued a passport on two occasions in the past. So if she is a citizen, I think she's got a right to come back, and I think that's going to be determined in court. But frankly, if she does have a right to come back, I think she pretty much has to go straight to jail because she's committed a lot of serious crimes under U.S. law, and that would be the only conditions that, if I were president, that I would let her in.
And that's what her family is saying. She wants to come back and pay her price or whatever. One thing I thought of, and this may be way out of the box, but the fact that she served as an ISIS recruiter, would there be any value to the United States if she were to serve as maybe like an anti-ISIS recruiter and send forth some kind of message of, look, I tried it, and she said this before, it is the worst mistake I made of my life. You're going to be, in essence, a sex slave. You're going to be trafficked. Don't do it. Is there any case to be made for that if I'm her attorney and I'm saying, look, y'all don't realize what a resource you have here?
Well, I think that would be kind of part of a plea bargain negotiation. Maybe she could serve less time. But I think the key point is, and the reason we ought that Trump is wrong and we ought to make sure she comes back, even if it's under the circumstance where she goes straight to jail, is that there's 800 foreign fighters that are under the control of these Syrian Kurdish forces that we worked with. They're mostly Europeans, Brits, Dutch, Denmark, and we don't know what to do with them. We've got them. We don't really want to release them because then they're going back into Syria. They're going somewhere else to possibly fight. But these other countries won't take them either. And Trump is, I think, rightly arguing to the Europeans, hey, you got to take these people back. And the British stripped the citizenship of a lot of these folks. They said, we're not doing it. So I think if we'd set an example, say, hey, there's a U.S. citizen there. She had an alliance with ISIS in some way, shape, or form. We're going to take her back. We don't want to, but we're going to take her back. We're going to prosecute her. We're going to use our law enforcement. You know, we'll cut a deal or she gets a trial, whatever. I think that would be very important because that would help us with a pretty big problem. There's over 800 of the people in this status, and she's just one. So it's pretty easy for us to take her.
David, well, just to be clear, I'm not talking about leniency for this woman. I'm talking about flipping her and using her to our advantage if we can. But I guess the other question is she some kind of Trojan horse where she says she wants to come back to America, but really she's got ulterior motives, right? So maybe prison's the best place?
Well, I think in the short run, I mean, I get your point, and she could be a valuable asset in that regard, but there are people serving 5, 8, 15-year sentences that did a lot less than she did. Mm-hmm. And they regret what they did as well. So almost as a matter of fairness, anytime you materially support another terrorist organization, that's a crime under U.S. law, even if you regret that you did in the past. Indeed, most criminals, once they're caught, really do say they regret what they did. So I think she's in a tough situation there. I get your point. She could have some propaganda value, but she can do that after she gets out of prison or while she's in prison. But, you know, as I said, there's other people, other U.S. citizens who did a lot less and are serving pretty long sentences. So that's my thought on that.
Thank you, David. Have a great weekend. We appreciate your time, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.